We learned another Ramban. Avram Zokin Baba Yamim Vashem Derachas Avram Bakol. Avram was old, Baba Yamim, he came with his days. The Zohar says all of his days were accounted for. Vashem Derachas Avram Bakol. Avram had everything that he desired. What did the Ramban tell us? What didn't he have? There was one thing he didn't have. What didn't he have? He didn't have grandchildren. Right? The Ramban told us he had Osher, he had Nechasim, he had Kavod, he had Arichas Yamim, he had children. He had everything a person desires. But the Ramban taught us last week, Ki hayesholim b'chol lo yachzer davar zulasi shayira banim livno. He didn't have grandchildren. So it's a sweet idea. He wanted to have grandchildren. But I think what we were alluding to the other day, and I want to say it even more clearly today, is that Avram had a mission. Avram was trying to do something in the world. When a person works on a project and puts their whole being, their whole mahus into it, so you want to make sure that it's going to last. No one wants to spend their whole life developing something only for it to disappear when they're gone. So we have a concept in halacha of chazaka, right? A notion that there's something about three that gives a certain kiyum to something. And we see that, right? Avram, his mida is chesed, but it's not perfected. There's a Yishmael that comes from an Avram. And Yitzchak is Midas Gvura. But there's an Esav that comes. Finally, when you get to Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say, Mitaso Shlema. All of his children were righteous. They were all nice from Erlecha Yidin. That doesn't mean they were perfect. Shratim made some mistakes along the way. But there was a stability. So it's not just that Avram thought it would be cute to have a grandkid to hold, you know? It would be nice for the family pictures. Avram Avinu understood that if I want to have Kiyum, if I want to have lasting success, so then I need to get to generation 3. That's what Avram wanted so badly. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. I want so badly to have everything, but I don't have something. So that's why the next psukim are Avram trying to find the shidduch for his son Yitzchak. And that's what it says in Koheles in the third source. V'achut ha-meshulash lo be-beheira yinosek. A 3-ply cord. Achut ha-meshulash. Lo b'mehera yinasek is not easily severed. In other words, once you have an Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, then what?
Tosos with the meshulash.
Tosos. Right. That's right. When you have something that is, right, which Rashi, by the way, has different interpretations of what that means, what it's referring to, but Rashi says very beautifully, and we say it every day in our davening, right? Rashi says in one of his explanations in Koheles, Rashi says in source number 4, Mishu Talmud Chacham. Ubeno uben beno. If you become a good Jew, and your child is a good Jew, and your grandchild is a good Jew, if you can get 3 generations of Talmidei Chachamim, shuv ein Torah posekes mizaro. You have a chazaka. Then the Torah will not stop from among your descendants, and that's again what we say is part of our Uval Tzion, lo yamush umipicha, umipizaracha, umipizarazaracha. We daven, we hope that the Torah will not leave neither our mouths, nor the mouths of our children, nor the mouths of our grandchildren. Okay? So Avram wanted so badly that his mission should have kiyum. But however, what was Avram's mission? What did he want from the world? He wanted the world to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He wanted people to recognize that there's a Borei Olam. And what's Hashem's mission in the world? All the mitzvahs that we do, whether it's kashrus, or it's tefillin, or it's taras ha-mishpacha, or it's sukkah, or it's, I don't know, whatever it is, eating matzah on Pesach, it all really is about one thing. What's that one thing? Recognizing Hashem. Emunah. Right? Acknowledging the Creator. Hashem's first words that he ever spoke at Har Sinai, V'yadabar Elokim eskol ha-dvar me'ela le'mor, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's so interesting is it's not even a command. It's just a statement. It's a fact, right? I mean, if you keep reading the pasuk, I am Hashem your God. Asher etzisichem eretz Yisrael mibeis avadim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Don't have any other gods. So that's a command. Don't have. That's a lo sase. Lo yeh lecha. Do not have any other gods. But believing in Hashem, emuna in Hashem, is not even written in the language of a tzivoy. It doesn't even seem to be commanded. We're going to talk about that. We'll think about that. The Rambam counts it as the first mitzvah. The Ramban says that it's a super mitzvah. It's the backdrop to Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not one of the regular 613. It's much bigger than that. But there's a gewaldic word from the Noam Elimelech. And the Noam Elimelech says, you have to understand, these first three words that Hashem spoke, that's everything. It's mamish the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Everything that we do is supposed to be an expression of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So when we're learning Torah right now, that's an expression of a recognition of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, believing in Hashem. If you made a bracha on your coffee, so that's a recognition of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If you're wearing tzitzis, that's an expression of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Everything that we do is supposed to be one big declaration of, yes, I agree to that. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I acknowledge Hashem in the world. So the Noam Elimelech says, how do you read the opening psukim of Har Sinai? He says in source number 6, Ve'ikar esek ha-Torah kadosha tzarech lios lishva. A person should learn Torah for the right reasons. Right, we spoke yesterday in more of a shemesh, a person could sit in front of a Gemara and it's just a textbook. Shal yedeza yuchal lavo ledasas Hashem. I want to learn Torah so that I can get to know Hashem. Ulahakir gedulosav v'niflaosav. Ulidabik atzu belokus. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why do I learn Torah? Why am I in yeshiva? Why did I put on tefillin this morning? What do I want from all of this? I'm hoping that with all these different points of contact, I can get to know my Creator, period. I can come to recognize Hashem. So here's how you read the opening pasuk of Har Sinai. Vayidaber Elokim eskol hadvarim ha'ele lemor anochi Hashem Elokecha. Chaver, what's the pasuk pshat? The pasuk pshat is Hashem began a drasha. Vayidaber Elokim eskol hadvarim ha'ele lemor. Hashem said many things. Lemor saying, and here's what he said. So what did Hashem say? He started off anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yielecha. Don't take my name in vain. Keep the Shabbos. Honor your parents. Right? V'chulu, 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 v'chulu. The whole Torah. Rav Elimelech Lejean says, no, here's how I like to read it. Vayedaber Elokim es kol hadvar me'ela. You know what kol hadvar me'ela are about? You know what the whole thing is lamor? You know what the whole thing is lamor saying to us? The whole thing is saying to us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Everything, every detail, every halach in Shulchan Aruch, every mitzvah, every line in Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. It's all lame, or it's all saying the same. V'aydaber Elokim es kol hadvar ma'ela. All of these things are lame, or are saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You see? Look how he reads it. Ratzalomar, where it's bolded in source 6. Ratzalomar, Shashem yisbarach barachu amar lanu kol hadvarim. Hashem said a lot of things to us. Hashem said a lot of things. Hainu kol hatorah kula. Hashem said the whole Torah, but all of it is kedei lemor. It's all to say. It's all one expression of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Perish, shal yedei haTorah, that through the entirety of the Torah, yeyachol lomar elokuso lanu. That's how Hashem says himself to us. That's how Hashem introduces himself to us. That's really what it's all about. That's the common denominator between things that seem to have nothing to do with each other. Like mitzvahs chalitza and I don't know, eating mar. They're saying the same thing. What are they saying? There's a Ribbono Shalom. There's a God in the world. And that's what it means. Avram Zakein Baba Yamin Vashem Birachas Avram Bakol. Avram had the all. He had it all. He understood the main thing. You could even say, I was thinking on Shabbos, Avram Zakein Baba Yamin. You know what Baba Yamin means? You know what Ba is? When you see the word Ba, you have to think. Bez Aleph. What's Bez Aleph? So the Torah, interestingly enough, starts with the letter Bez, Bereishis. But strangely, the Aseret HaDibros start with the letter Aleph, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is an interesting question. Why didn't Hashem begin the Torah with an Aleph? And what was the difference between the Bez understanding of Hashem, right, versus coming to Har Sinai and finally getting to the Aleph? But Avram Avinu was working through the course of his life, going from Bez to Aleph. I guess the Bez is Bereishis Bara Elokim. I can look at the natural world. That's one way to get to know Hashem, right? I can never hear God speak, ever. But I look at the world and I say, there's got to be a creator. So I come to recognize Hashem through Bereishis, through the Bria. But then there's another thing when I actually really hear the voice of Hashem in my life. I get to the Aleph, right? I get to the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And that's what Avram had finally achieved. Avram Zakin, he finally made it. Ba Bayamim, he made it from the Bez to the Aleph. Even though he wasn't at Har Sinai and he never got the Torah. But he kept the whole Torah. And Hashem Berach Hassan Bakol, he had the whole thing. Vayedaber Elokim is kol hadvar me'ela. The whole thing, what is it? The whole thing is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the whole thing. That is the whole thing. And that's what the Avos and the Imos were about. The Avos and the Imos were trying to give this over to us. That's what they were trying to ingrain within us. Well, what makes them different? Why are they this unique category? Three Avos, four Imos. What puts them in a class of their own? What were they trying to give over to us? What was their mission? Their mission statement was, I want the world to know Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that there's Rabbanu Shalom.
Aleph is also Emuna.
All right, Beis Aleph is Bitachon and Emuna.
Right.
Yeah, they talk about Bitachon and Emuna.
So is there a correlation for Aleph over there also?
For sure. And what does that mean to go from Bitachon to Emuna? Right, what's the relation between Bitachon and Emuna is a deep thing. But this is the whole thing, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Is what the Avos were about. I told you once that how long did Avram live? 175. How long did Yitzchak live? 180. How long did Yaakov live? 147. What's the total? 502. What's 502? Amuna Pshuta. Very good. Yonah Eden. Very good. Amuna Pshuta. That's what they wanted. They wanted simple faith. Simple faith. It's funny. Hashem teaches us simple faith in like a very complicated way because we have to learn like every, you know, Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Pnei Yoshua's, and Rashba's, and the Shachs, and Taz, and if I want to be a Talmud Chacham, I have to like learn so much. But at the end of the day, it's a very simple truth that we're trying to get to, which is what? To really ingrain in our hearts the essence of Torah, which is these first three words, which are not even commanded to us. It's a statement of fact. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Fact. I am Hashem your God. And come to acknowledge that, come to accept that, come to recognize that. Rav Tzadok writes in source number 7, V'hu Iker Divrei Torah. This is Rav Tzadok in his opening piece on Chanukah. This is the essence of Torah, Sheshoresh Kol HaDivrei Torah, Hu Maimer Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the essence of Kol HaTorah Kula. I'll show you another way that the Avos and the Imos embodied it. There were four Imos, and there were three Avos. Okay? So let's do... four times aim plus three times av. What's the gematria of aim? Aleph mem. 41. So let's do four times aim. How much is four times aim? How much? 1? 64. Okay, and now let's do three times av. Av is 3. Aleph base, 3. Right? Again, interesting that we call them avos, right? Again, it's all about the aleph base, about the moon and the bitachon. It's about the anochi and the bereshis baralekim. Alright, so 3 times Av is 9. So put it together. 3 Avos, 4 Imos is 173. What's 173? It's Gematria Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is 173. So that's their whole Mahos. That's all they want. That's all the Avos and the Imos want, Chevra. And it's so sad when we miss the main thing. You have to learn Gittin. You have to work it out. Thank God Yosef was helping me figure it out yesterday. You know, the Rif, the Ran. Aaron was helping me yesterday. We're trying to figure it out. Hopefully we're going to tie it all together today. Right, Rav Elazar, Rav Meir, but the bottom line is they're all teaching the same thing, which is what? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Okay? Fine. Now, says Rav Tzadok in Parshas Naso, in source number 8, V'ikr achizas ha'amuna hu b'midas ha'keser shulamalam in adas. Okay? Ariel gave us the spheros on the board yesterday. So Keser, you can see, is the top of the spheros, the crown. The crown of all the spheros, the highest point. Whatever any of that means. I have to think about it. But the main place where Amuna is rooted is in what? Is in Keser, is in the crown. How is a crown, what's the relation between a crown and a head? Talking about a physical crown and the physical rosh. The crown is above the head. It's beyond the head, right? It's above and beyond the head. So the idea of the crown is something that transcends what? Transcends the mind, transcends the intellect. Right? If the head is my mind, my intellect, right? So the crown sort of means that there's something that goes beyond rational thought, beyond the mind, beyond the intellect. That's what a crown is. So it says Rav Tzadok, a coin of Lublin, that the main place where Amuna is rooted is in a place called Keser. Because Amuna is not rational. Our faith is not rational. The Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah of Amunah, he talks about Yediyas Hashem, getting to know God. We should study Hashem well. It's a very deep sugya, but at the end of the day, are you going to solve it? You're going to figure it all out? You're going to be able to finish all of Torah? Let's say Hashem gave himself over through the Torah. You're going to finish all of the Torah? No. At the end of the day, there's going to be a certain leap of faith, a certain amunah that a person has to have that transcends himself. That's called keser. That's above and beyond. It's interesting, by the way, just to hint a little bit to Hanukkah, how many mitzvahs are there in the Torah? 613. How many mitzvahs derabbanan are there?
Seven
primary mitzvahs derabbanan. Right? There's seven mitzvahs derabbanan. 620 in total. Right? What was the last mitzvah that was given to us? The mitzvah, the last rabbinic institution that takes us to Mashiach, giving us a glimmer of the light of Mashiach and helping us to warm up to the light that we're going to be zochet to when Mashiach comes, the Or HaGanuz. Of course, it's what? It's mitzvah Chanukah. Mitzvah 620. 620 is Gematria. Keser. That's right. Chanukah is the crown. Chanukah is the crown of all of the mitzvahs. And that's how we're going to see Chanukah takes us to a very, very deep place in terms of our emunah. Which is why you sometimes see Jews who don't keep much else, but they keep Chanukah. They still light that menorah. There's something about that menorah. I remember one of my first years in YU. What was the guy's name? Charles, I think. It was a guy, there's a student here, an international student. His name was Charles. So I was in the CAF one day. I was sitting in the CAF. I was friendly with this guy. I think he was in JSS. And I became friendly with him. We used to just talk once in a while. And I said, it was getting close to Hanukkah. It was a couple days before Hanukkah. So I said, Charles, what's your plan for Hanukkah? So he's like, I don't know. I was like, did you get a menorah yet? Gotta pick up. He's like, no, I don't have a menorah. I was like, Charles, you got it. Charles, Hanukkah. Charles, you got to get a menorah. So I was like, you got to get a menorah. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll pick it up. I was like, no, like we got to make sure this happens. I don't want you to forget. Okay, fine. So he's like, okay, thank you for the reminder. I'll make sure to get that. And we're talking a little more. I was like, where do you live on campus? So I'm in Reuben. So I said, oh, okay, where? So he said, room 620. I said, 620. I said, brother, you are Hanukkah. Right? 620 is Kesser. Kesser's Hanukkah. You're the 620th mitzvah. You're not going to light a menorah? Charles, you got to get your menorah. So then he's like, okay, now I'm ready to get my menorah. I convinced him. Oshkacha Prata, 620. But that's 620. So the Kesser is a place that goes beyond Das, right? It's a Muna that transcends Das, right? And Ratzadik explains, he says, Bereshis, if you look in Unkelis, if you look in the Targum, so the Targum translates Bereshis as B'chuchmisa. Look at Chachma. You see Chachma? Chachma is right below Kesser. It's the first of the spheros after Kesser. Bereshis is the world of what? The Beis of Bereshis. The world of Bereshis is the world of Chachma. In other words, here's a Torah that you can study, that you could try to understand, but there's something beyond that. There's something called Kesser. There's a point of emunah inside of a Jew that just is. It just is. It's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us at our Sinai. And it just is. Turn to page 2. Continues Rav Tzadok. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting against when he created the world? Kiviyachol, so to speak. What's God fighting against? Bereshis Bara Elokim. Hashem created the world, right? Creates Shemayim Va'aretz. Va'aretz Haisa, Sohu, Vavohu, V'choshech, Al Pnei Sahom. Chazal say each of those phrases hints to a different one of our exiles, right? V'ruach Elokim, Merachefes Al Pnei Amayim, and the Spirit of Hashem is Merachefes, hovering above, kind of like Keser also, hovers above, right? And Hashem responds to all of that negativity, all of the Tohu and the Bohu and the Choshech and the Tahom. How does Hashem respond? Vayomer Elokim? No? Yehi Or. In other words, what's the first thing that Hashem targets? Choshech. The first fight has to be a fight against Choshech. Now, of those four expressions, Tohu, Vohu, Choshech, and Tahom, which one is Chanukah? Which of our exiles is Chanukah? It's the third. It's the third, right? Tohu is Bavel. Bohu is the Purim story, Paras U'Madai. Choshech is Chanukah. So it's interesting, even though it's the third exile from a historical perspective, right? It's the first thing that Hashem's nervous about. Hashem fights immediately against the Choshech. We need the Or. The Or, Hashem's first response is to is to the threat of Choshech, because Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. Everything about Yiddishkeit is light. Right? Baal Shem Tov loved light. Baal Shem Tov loved light. Like actual light, physical light. Loved light. Loved light. Because, okay, a person who understands that, you know, the best mashal we have for Hashem is an Or Ein Sof. Hashem is an infinite light. Hashem's not a light. But obviously, Choshech is the greatest threat to light. Right? Darkness is the threat against the light. Where the antidote to Choshech is of course, light. Okay? So Tzadok writes, continuing on page 2 in the third line, where it's bolded. Amnam yesh od madrega lamala mizeh. Bereishis bara Elokim, Hashem gives us a Torah, and the Torah is trying to help us to move past the darkness that exists in the world. Right? And therefore the Torah starts from a beis, says Rav Tzadok, v'hainu b'chinas os aleph shelifnei os beis. The Torah is working in a realm called beis, a world that you could understand, that you could study, but there's a level called aleph that's beyond it. There's something beyond the beis. The Torah is already writing in a way that we can, right? It's Beis Reishis. Reishis, we said, Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Reishis is Chachma. Reishis is something that I can intellectually grasp. It's within my head. Keser, Aleph, Emuna, is something that's what? That's beyond my head. That's beyond the person. So says Rav Tzadok, the last couple lines where it's bolded. Vuhu Hadragas Ois Aleph, this is the Darga of Ois Aleph, Shal Adnochi Hashem Alokecha. Shemas Chiba, Sarasa Dibros. Ki adua al ze meharamban zal, shalo nemar hamaymer anochi belashon tzivoy. Like I mentioned to you, the Ramban says that what? Hashem didn't command us in anochi. I don't have to teach you anochi. I don't have to explain it to you. You know why? Because it's bigger than you. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a detail. Ki al ha'amuna ein shayich tzivoy. Where it's underlined. You can't command amuna. You have to just hear it from Hashem, and then it becomes your reality. Rak al yedei hadibur anochi, hukva emunas elokus bechlalos nafshas Yisrael bli shum chakira. It became etched into our hearts without any chakira, without any philosophical inquiry, without any exploration, without any justification. It just is. It just is. It became part of us. And Chaver, since we're learning Gittin this year, we've discussed this already, right? It's the sugya of what? Kofen oso ad sheyomer rotza ani. We beat the guy up until he says, I want to do what the Torah asks of me. The guy says, I don't want to give my wife a get, but we beat him up until he says, I want to give my wife a get, and that's a kosher get. And we said, the Rambam says, how could that be a kosher get? Why should that be a kosher get? He said he doesn't want to give a get. The get has to be given beratzon. Ah, but his truest ratzon, and by the way, keser is the world of ratzon. Before I even can formulate an idea, before it's even in my head as an idea, I just have a feeling. I have a hergish, a ratzon, a desire, right? So that's the level. That's the level of keser. That's the level of rotza ani. That's the level of anochi. We spoke about that. I told you that comes out a lot on Yom Kippur, right? On Yom Kippur, every Jew wants to be his best self. But really, when's the end of Yom Kippur? Al pi pnimiya satara. Chanukah. Zos Chanukah is really the Gemar HaChasima. The last day of Chanukah is we're still negotiating our judgment from Yom Noram. Okay, so Chanukah is it's a time of keser, it's a time of deep ratzon, it's a time of deep, authentic Yiddishkeit, where I want to be a Jew. In a way that I can't even explain. Because it's beyond my head. Okay? And that again, that point inside of ourself. The Kamarna Rebbe in source number 9 calls it the Nekudas Anochi. It's a nice way to describe it. Sometimes we call it the Pintel Yid, you know? Pintel Yid means like the point within a Jew. Right? But the Kamarna Rebbe calls it the Nekudas Anochi, Nekudas Yehudi Shabo. The Jewish point within. Okay? That every one of us has. And this is what, again, this is our spiritual inheritance from the Avos and the Imos. This is what they were working on. Okay? But let's start with Avraham. Let's start with Avraham Avinu. Okay, questions, comments? Pause for a second. Okay, so let's start with Avraham. Yeah, Ava.
Can you just untie it a little bit? I'm just trying to understand everything together.
Yeah.
We could have some energy that we just realized that we're like that show, everything you're looking at is that.
That's right. Everything's a no cheshem lokecha. Everything that Hashem says after those first three words is just a perish on a no cheshem lokecha. That everything is Hashem is all. That's it. And to help us to get to know that, he gave us a lot of different points of contact to get to know that truth. So when I put on my tefillin, it's about getting to know that truth. When I keep Shabbos, it's about getting to know that truth. And what's so amazing about it is that I know it before I do anything. Right? That's what we're saying. It's etched onto our souls. It transcends the mind. Right? Before I study from Bereshis, from the first word of the Torah to the last word of the Torah, right, there's something higher than the bays of Bereshis. That's the Aleph of Anochi. From the time that when our neshamas heard that, at our Sinai, that's it. There's no turning back. That's why every Jew deep down inside wants to be a good Jew. That's why every Jew, in the end, will get worked out. Well, yidach mimenu nidach. Hashem doesn't leave anyone behind. Everyone's going to get worked out. There's no Jew who's going to... Okay, we're supposed to try to help Hashem to work it out. We don't have to make Hashem drag us along. Right? But that nekudas anochi, that point of recognition. Again, that's why it's not even a command. It's not Hashem didn't command us believe in me. Hashem said, I am Hashem, your God. Right? Fact. Statement of fact. That's who we are. Okay? And Chanukah is very much a celebration of that. Now again, we are taught to study Hashem, to think about Hashem, to learn Hashem. That's everything we do. Our whole life is that. But we should know that beyond all of that, there's something that is utterly pure. Let's bring it into Hanukkah for a second. Okay, you tell me, how do you bring this whole sugya into Hanukkah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. How do you bring it into Hanukkah? What were the Yovanim about? They were trying to mix. They were trying to rationally, logically, philosophically explain the world, which has its truth, but there's something beyond that. Right? There's something that's beyond. That's beyond our grasp. Something that we can't touch. What did the Yavanim do? Maybe I'm spoiling the shir a little bit by jumping ahead. But what did the Yavanim do? What does the Gemara say? Let's read the Gemara inside. I'm saving it for later, but go to 21. Source 21. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Ditanu Rabbanan b'chafe b'kislev. Yoy me de Chanukah t'manya inun. On the 25th of Kislev are the 8 days of Chanukah. Delo l'mispad b'hon. We don't have hespedim. We don't have eulogies. Velo l'sanos b'hon. We don't fast on these days. Why? Because when the evil Yavanim entered the Heichal, timu kol hashmanim shebeheichal, they damaged all of the shemen of the Heichal. Ukeshagavar malchus beis chashmonai v'nitzchum, when we fought back and were victorious, bod kuvelo matzu elapach echad shel shemen shayamunach b'chosma shel kohen gadol. Right, we went searching, we found this one flask that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol and had not been contaminated. Tosfos asked the question, Shabbos Daf Chav Aleph Amid Beis, not on the page in front of you. How did they know that it was kosher? How did they know it wasn't contaminated? What does a Yavani soldier have to do to contaminate the oil? All he has to do is touch it. All he has to do is this. He doesn't have to smash it. He doesn't have to break the jars. All he has to do is walk around touching things. So how did they know this jar was untouched? It was buried in the dirt, Tosa says. It was hidden underground. What does that represent? It means there's something you can't touch. Yavan, there's something you will not be able to touch. No matter how hard you try to get into our psyche, and that's what Yavan's all about, there's a point that you will not touch. It's beyond. It's keser. It's beyond. It's ratzon. It's beyond explanation. What's ratzon? I went to parent teachers conferences for my son last night in Pesach. On the way back, I was just like in one of these moods. So I said to my wife, can we go get ice cream or something? So I went to get ice cream. Right? So why did I pick, first of all, I had 3 scoops last night, which is crazy. But why? And its prices were amazing. Oh my gosh, so where? Good. In Passaic, in aisle one, the mall they built. Yeah? So I had 3 scoops of ice cream last night. Right? So I'm standing there deciding, they had a lot of good flavors. Right? So why did I pick the 3 that I picked in the end? Why did I pick them? That's my ratzon. I can explain it rationally. I can say, no, this is why, this is the explanation why I picked, You can't, it's ratzon. I don't know, I was feeling it. Ratzon. It totally transcends logic. Right? You can't really put it into words. Even if I tried to, it sounds silly. There's something called ratzon. So Yavan is the world of rational thought. Yavan is the world of philosophy. Right? Yavan is targeting that simple truth that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Your personal God. It's in the singular, Elokecha. What's the gematria of Yavan? Yud Vav Nun? 66. What's the gematria of Elohecha? Anochi Hashem Elohecha? 66. That's what Yavan's targeting. They don't want you to believe that Hashem is your God. They don't want you to believe such a thing. Zelu umaz ze, says in Kohelet. When you have two things that have the same gematria, it means that they're at war with each other. Zelu umat ze asa elukim. So Yavan says, I don't want you to believe this simple. And they say, like, you can try to convince us otherwise, but it's not about convincing because it just is. We can philosophize about it all we want until we're blue in the face, right? But it just is. Shemen, again, shemen sometimes corresponds to chachma. Shemen corresponds to intellect. There are many sources that tell us that. That shemen is associated with machshava or chachma, of intellect. So the idea of timu kol hashmanim is that what? The Yavan tried to get into our head. But there's one jar they'll never be able to touch. There's a pach shemen that you can't touch because it goes beyond. It's out of reach. You can't touch it. You will not be able to touch it. They cannot reach it. They cannot touch it. Okay? All right, where are we, friends? Good. Yeah.
Isn't there a level of emunah pshuta that's like teva? It's like naturally engraved into us?
It's our Yerusha from the Avos.
So that...
Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov gave us that emunah pshuta.
But before Anochi Hashem Elokecha, there wasn't that like sense of, oh, this is naturally what's supposed to happen.
Right, you're saying what? You're saying if we're calling it the Nekudas Anochi, so how did the Avos have it before they ever heard Anochi?
Well, I guess we're assuming that they got it from the Bereishis Bara.
They weren't. No, because of Avram Zaki and Ba Bayamim. He went from the Bereishis to the Avos.
Eventually.
He got to the Anochi.
The original start.
His start was Avram looked at the world.
Right.
Su'u marom einechem uru'u mi bara ela. Look to the sky and see who created all of this. That's what Avram did. That's what he did. When he was Avram, before he was Avraham, he looked around at the sky, he saw, he said, there must be a God. Right?
That's
the
Nekudah of Bereishis Bara.
Su'u marom einechem uru'u mi bara ela. That's Bereishis Bara, yeah. That's what this farm say. Ru'u mi bara ela is Rashi Tevos Avram. Su'u marom einechem, look to the sky. And Ru'u mi bara ela is Rashi Tevos Avram. That's how he found Hashem. He looked around. The sun, that's amazing. There's got to be a God. The stars, that's amazing. Niagara Falls, that's amazing. There's got
to
be a God.
And then Avram got to the Nekudah.
And then he got to the Nekudah Sanochi.
And then that was engraved into every single Jew since then.
That's right. So we kind of have it in two ways. What you're kind of hinting to is we have it from the Avos, but we also have it from when our neshamas at Har Sinai heard directly from Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's right. We sort of double have it. Okay. So now, so Cheres, let's do this. Yeah, Nachshon, let's hear.
That the entirety of the Torah is all filtered through the basic goal of knowing and association. Is that what we're saying here?
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. That's what the Noam Elimelech is saying. Kol vayedaber Elokim is kol hadvar me'ela. All of these things is lamor, is really just about giving over one message, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. This is our 1 o'clock conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we have a meeting at 1. This is our 1 o'clock conversation.
Meaning it's not like it's not the mainstream approach necessarily.
It depends what you mean by that.
Okay.
The Gemara in Makos says if we had to sum up the whole Torah, Bocha Bakuk Vamidan al Achas, if we have to sum up the entire thing, Vitzadik be Amunoso Yecha. If I have to pick one thing, it comes down to Amunah. That's the shorish of everything. It's either the first mitzvah or it's the mitzvah that serves as the backdrop to call it to our kula. Without that, that's Rambam and Ramban. That's without getting into Chassidus Shavarlach.
But isn't that a very different thing? Saying it's a necessity to have that emunah perform mitzvahs.
Okay, fine. Yes. There's a lot of nuance in what you're saying. Yes, absolutely. Yes, Yona Eden.
Could be a long question. You don't have to answer it. But is there any Indian in Bez Reish Aleph? Because Bez and...
Beis Reish Aleph. Beis is Bara, Beis Reish Aleph.
I'm saying Reish is also Ra.
You're saying Reish is somehow trying to separate the Beis from the Aleph?
Yeah.
The danger of not getting from the Beis to the Aleph? Could be. Could be there's something there. Again, there's a certain, the first Yerida in history, the first, I like saying it this way, the first Chil Hashem in history was what? Was creation. Chil Hashem. It was a big Chil Hashem. Hashem made a void of himself in order to make space for us. Halal means an empty space. Hashem made a space for us. So the first Chil Hashem, the two biggest forms of Chil Hashem in history were what? Were creation of the world and Kabbalah Satorah. Those are the two times Hashem put himself out of the way the most to make space for us. It's funny to call it a Chil Hashem, but it shows how much Hashem was committed to us, that he would be willing to throw himself aside. Okay, so now look what I found this past Shabbos. This is amazing. There's something called Medrash Pliya. Midrashim that are just totally wild. Different collections of what we call a Medrash Pliya. A Medrash that, what on earth is the Medrash saying? I'll give you an example. I always give the same example. There's a Medrash Pliya that says, Ein manichin tefillin ela b'Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin except on Shabbos. You understand why that's a Pella. It's a little strange. So the Mepharshim busy to try to figure out, what on earth does that mean? Okay, so look at this Medrash Pliya. Vashem beirach has Avram b'kol, source number 10. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Zeu sha'amar ha'kosuv anochi Hashem alokecha. Huh? Hashem blessed Avram with everything. This is what it says, anochi Hashem alokecha? What is that supposed to mean? Okay, so you're already starting to understand. Because Avram, the thing that Avram wanted the most was what? Was to have success in anochi Hashem alokecha, in spreading the word of Hashem. And when there's an Avram and a Yitzchak and a Yaakov, a chuta meshulash, that can't be easily severed. And the proof's in what? The proof's in history. We're here. Chevra, we made it. After all the pogroms and all the crusaders Yimach Shemah and Hitler Yimach Shemah, we're here. Klal Yisrael's here. Even lo aleinu with what happened this morning in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. Rishon, there's going to be Rishon. We're going to target us forever. Lo aleinu. Hashem should have rachmanis on his children. But the bottom line is, we're here. So it's working. In other words, this chuta meshulash, this three-ply cord that will not break, is not broken. We are here. We're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We're still in the game. So Avram saw the fulfillment of his greatest desire, which is that there should be that anochi Hashem lokecha should spread in the world. Yeah.
Why would Avram fulfilled with that? Avram wanted to bring Hashem to the world. That's to every person in the whole world. So when Hashem gave Avram that he is...
It's a good question. Right. Well, we saw in Mor v'Shemesh his struggle to transition from, you know, being Makai of the whole world to having a bris and now going exclusive with Hashem. It's a good question. Right? Because there's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is talking to Klal Yisrael. Yes, there's a prohibition of Avodah Zarah, Shemesh B'nei Noach. Right? But the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's us. That's Klal Yisrael. That's a good question. That's a very good question. Okay, but Avram begins the journey to Amunah. Right? Avram begins our journey to Amunah. And that's why Avram's a big light in the world. Avram is a big aura in the world. Avram is the antidote to Choshech. Okay? How is Avram the antidote to Choshech? What's the gematria of Avraham? 248. Fine, but do it differently. How much is Mem Sofit in gematria?
600.
Mem Sofit is 600. So how much is Avram in Gematria?
808.
How much is Choshech in Gematria?
With the 821.
How much is Choshech in Gematria? Well, if you use a Chav Sofi, it'll be Mem Sofi. So if you use Chav Sofi, how much is Chav Sofi?
500.
So Choshech is 808. Chas, Shin, Chav Sofi is 808. So Avram is Gematria Choshech. In other words, Avram says, I'm not going to let the world live in the dark ages anymore. I'm going to bring the world into the light. People need to know that there's a light in the world called God. People need to know that. Avram says, I'm going to do that. I'm going to spread that light. So Hashem Beirach Asaram Bakol, Avram Zoch, the everything, which is what? Which is the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, but Avram was nervous about this. Let's go weiter, friends. Source number 11. Achar Dvar Me'ila Hayadvar Hashem Al Avram B'machzeh Lemur. Avram Avinu is brought into a great darkness, right? By the Bris Ben Abisarim. The Eima, Chashecha. Gedoyla no Felisalav, this big darkness descends upon Avram. Right, he's very scared. And Hashem says back to Avram, don't worry. Al tira Avram. Don't be nervous. What does Hashem say to him? Anochi magen lach. Anochi magen lach. Okay, Chera, now we're starting to get into the secret. The title of the shir is Sod Shal Milas Anochi. The secret of the word Anochi. Okay, because I'm going to show you now that Anochi was around way before Anochi Hashem Elokecha at Har Sinai. Avram knew the secret of Anochi, and he was working diligently alongside his beloved Eish Yischiel Sarah and all of the Avos and the Imaos to spread the Anochi in the world. So Avram knew about Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he was teaching it to people. But Avram was nervous. Avram was very afraid. What's going to be with my great mission? So Hashem says, Anochi Magen Lach. Pashup Shat, I will protect you. But on a deeper level, it explains the Chidush Arim in source number 12. What does it mean, Anochi Magen Lach? Hashem says to Avram, Ve'escha L'goy Gadol, says the Ger Rebbe, Zesha Omer Melokei Avram. Right? Vavarechecha Elokei Yitzchak. Vagadla Shemecha Elokei Yaakov. Right? V'heye bracha, and you'll be a source of blessing. That's how we conclude the bracha. In Shmona Esrei, we say, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. How do we end? Magain Avraham. What is the magain, the protection of Avraham? Shield of Avraham. What's the magain Avraham? Explains the Chidush Arim, the second line of source 12. Perish. Perish ha-bracha magain Avraham. Shalom atzinu bracha al neis sha'avar, rak al hanoig tamid. What exactly? Magen Avraham. We're making a bracha that Hashem protected Avraham. That's a bracha. A bracha that Hashem watched out for Avraham. What, when he was in the Kivshon Eish? Or when bad people started up with him? What is this bracha Magen Avraham? Usually a bracha means it's something that's we're davening over, asking for it. It's an ongoing process. What is the ongoing process of Magen Avraham? Says the Chidush Arim, where it's bolded. Ulam Hashem yizbarach avtiach la'Avraham Avinu. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. Ki yisha'er meito hanakuda bipnimius Yisrael banav. Avram says, I want to know that Anochi is going to be mugain, is going to be protected in my children. I don't want my children to be without awareness of you, Hashem. Avram knew the secret of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And he was worried. Hashem says, don't worry. Anochi mugain lach. For you, because you work so hard for me to spread my name in the world, I will protect that Anochi and your children. Mugain Avram. I will protect what? This spiritual inheritance from Avraham Avinu by each and every one of us. This pintle yid, this nekuda sanochi, this point inside of a Jew can never be erased. Hashem yizbarach magein tamid, Hashem watches over it constantly, always. V'zeo magein Avraham. This is the idea of magein Avraham. This is the idea of magein Avraham. Hashem watches over that nekuda of Anochi inside of us. But now, Chavra, let's see what's going on with the word Anochi in the Torah. I told you that Avram and Sarah lived the same number of years. Avram and Sarah lived the same number of years. What do you mean they lived the same number of years? Avram lived 175 years and Sarah lived 127 years. Right? But I told you from the Sefer, I mentioned there's a Sefer called Binyan David. And in that Sefer, he says that Avram, according to Chazal, became frum when he was 48 years old. Which means from the time Avram became frum until he died at 175, was 127 years. So it's beautiful that Avram and Sarah both lived 127 righteous years. What's the secret of 127? That's what I promised you, no? I promised you I'd tell you the secret of 127. So now that we've understood that Avram and Sarah, their whole life is dedicated... The whole life is dedicated to recognizing Hashem. You know what the Zohar says? When Sarah died, it says she was Bekiryas Arba, Hi Chevron. The Zohar says something very deep. The Zohar says, Kiryas Arba should be understood as Kriyas Arba. Kriyas Arba. What's Kriyas Arba? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Those four words, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is called Kiryas Arba. Sarah died saying Shema. Why? Because that's everything. Well, her whole mission is that the world should know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu and Sarah, their whole life is about teaching the world to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's why tzaddikim say, if you take Avram's name, Aleph, Beis, Reish, Hey, Mem, and you spell out the letters, it's exactly Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 11:18. That's his whole. That's what they're about. That's what these people are about. They're about spreading awareness of Hashem in the world. So now, so look at this. This is Gevaldik. Oh, so it's 127. What's 127? So, again, I want you to train your eyes. I'm just going to show you a little bit more. To train your eyes, and whenever you see the word Anochi in the Torah, you have to think, Anochi means Anochi Hashem Okecha. That's what's really being discussed. When Hashem says to Avram, Anochi Magen Lach, they're talking about Anochi Hashem Okecha. Avram's nervous. What's going to be with Anochi Hashem Okecha? Don't worry. Hashem said, I'm going to make sure your children have it. You were moser nefesh for me. You worked hard for me. I'm going to pay you back. I'll make sure your kids have the message that you want. Right? Hashem Berach HaSarim Bakol. What does the Medrash Pliya say? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm going to take care of your kids. They're going to know Anochi Hashem Elokecha. They're going to know it. That's what Avram and Sar were all about. So how many times does the word Anochi appear in the entire Torah? Take a guess. 127. There's 127 Anochis in the Torah. Each one is telling us something incredible. Okay, I want you to train your eyes to, when you see the word Anochi, to say, hold on, this is part of the mission of Avram and Sarah, and this is revealing a secret to me. Okay, so let me show you just some examples very quickly in an amazing way. Who is Avram's right-hand man before he has any children? Eliezer, Eved Avram, the ultimate Eved, loyal to his master. And by the way, this is the idea that actually brought me into this whole sugya. So in last week's parasha, what does it say in source 13? Eliezer comes, he's working on the shidduch. He's trying to get Rivka, the Heilige Rivka, trying to get her out of base Lavan u'Besuel, Besuel Lavan. And Eliezer, Eved Avram, sits down and he says, they say, Tom, take something to eat. He says, before we eat, I have to speak. Got to tell you what I'm about. What does he say to them? Take a look at source 13. V'yusam lefanav lechol, v'yomer lochal, adim dibarti, divarai, v'yomer daber. Fine, you want to give a drasha? What do you want to say? V'yomer, Eved Avraham Anochi. Eliezer says, Eved Avraham Anochi. What's the pashup shot? I am Abraham's servant. Okay, nice introduction. Says Rosh Shlomo of Karlin, a Talmud of the Heilige Magid of Mezrich, Rav Aaron of Karlin, in the Sefer called Shema Shlomo, in source 14, that one time Rav Shlomo Karliner said by Shalishudis, you know what Eliezer was doing? Take a look where it's bolded. Avram Avinu went all around the world. And you know what Avram would do whenever he met someone? You know what the first thing he would say to them is? You know what word he would introduce himself with? Anochi. Everything was Anochi. That was his whole thing. He would scream Anochi in the world. Turn to page 3. Avram went around screaming the word Anochi. V'odia l'kol sheyesh elokai b'olam, that there's a God in the world. V'chol avodaso b'olam hazek kol yimei chayiv hayirak zos. That's everything that Avram was about. His whole, everything of Avram was what? Anochi. So nimtza avdo neman beiso. So Eliezer, the trusted servant of Avram, comes to Beis Lavan u'Besuel, and he introduces himself. How does he introduce himself? V'yomer Eliezer, Eved Avram. Hi, let me tell you who I am. I'm a servant of Avram. I'm a true Talmud of Avram. And what does he do? He screams out, Anochi! Eved Avram, Anochi! He screams out the word Anochi. That's how he begins his drasha. Shehu megala elokuso yizbarach b'chol makum v'chol es. Gevaldik. So now, we come to our parsha. Rivka is struggling to get pregnant. Oy, what does Avram want? He wants a grandchild. He wants a third generation. He wants a chazakah. He wants a chazakah of godliness in the world. Rivka's pregnant, and the children are kicking inside of her. And at this point, she doesn't even know, is it one kid, is it two kids? She doesn't know what's going on. And she's davening, and she becomes pregnant. Right? It says the pasuk in source 15, Vayisrotzu abanim bikirba. They're kicking around inside of her, v'tomar, and she says, Im kain, lama ze anochi. What does Rivka say? If my kid, she thinks she's having one kid, if my kid is kicking by a base of Odazara, and also by the Beis Medrash, that's not Emunah, that's not real Emunah, that's not Emunah Pshuta. That's convoluted, messy, I don't know, Yavan stuff. She says, what's going to, Imkein Lama Ze Anochi, what's going to be with Anochi? If my kid's not going to be from, we're not going to have the Chazaka, we're not going to have the Chuta Meshulash, we're not going to be able to establish the third generation. That's what she's asking. She's saying, Lama Ze Anochi. Vilna Gaon has sort of this idea in his Sefer Kol Eliyahu. You can take a look at it later in source 16. That she's really asking, what's going to be with Anochi Hashem Elokecha? How could it be I have a child who's kicking for Avodah Zarah and kicking for Hashem? Now, what happens? Esav turns out to be the Bechor, which means it's really Avram, Yitzchak, Esav. Yaakov's got to figure out how to get back into first place so he can be the Chota Meshulash. So Esav comes home from the field one day. He's very hungry. Source 17, Vayomer Esav al Yaakov, Haliteni namen adom adom azah. Give me some of this red soup. Ki ayef anochi. What's Esav saying? Why is he willing to trade away? Don't you know what anochi is? Don't you understand? You're the next in line to take over a movement. A movement that changed the face of humanity. Your grandfather started this movement called the Anochi movement. And you're about to trade it away for a bowl of soup. You know why he trades it away? He says it's ayef. You know what it means, it's ayef? What does he mean, ayef anochi? Yeah, you know? Like a great philosopher once said, God is dead, you know? It's a dead movement. It's a weary movement. It's exhausting or it's exhausted. Right? It's not gonna go. It's a dead end. I'd rather take a bowl of soup and cash out right now than think that what? That in the future the Jewish people are gonna survive and they're gonna still believe in God? Esav says, nah, this is not gonna last. In 2022, people are still gonna be learning Torah? No way. In America? Are you crazy? Esav said, I'd rather cash in for a bowl of soup right now. Right? Ayef Anochi. Anochi is a dead end. So Yaakov says what? Vayomer Yaakov, Michra Kayomes Bechor Ras Chali. Fine, so I'll be CEO of the company. I think it's a good company. What Avram and Yitzchak started, I think it's a gewaltig company. I want to be in charge of spreading Anochi in the world. Vayomer Esav, Hinei Anochi Holech Lamus. Anochi, yeah, you really want Anochi? Anochi is Holech Lamus. Anochi is a dead end. Come on. You think people are still going to believe it? It's not going to last. Vayomer Zeli Bechor. I don't need this. I don't need this Anochi stuff. So he gets rid of it. He sells it. He sells it away. Okay. So now at the end of our parsha, it's time for Yaakov to get the brachos. Right? Now, Pashup Shat, Yaakov says to his mother. His mother says, okay, you bought it fair and square. Go get it. Go get the brachos. When you get this bracha from Yitzchak, that's it. This is it. This is going to solidify the mishpacha forever. Lo yamushu mipicho mipizaracha mipizarazaracha ad olam. This is going to be forever. Nekudas Anochi. As received from the Avos HaKadoshim. Vayomer Yaakov al Rivka, source 18. Yaakov says to Rivka, his mother, Hein Esav achi ish sa'ir v'anochi ish chalak. Now, the Pashup Shad is, what's he saying? I have a technical problem, which is what? I don't look like Esav. My dad's blind, so don't worry. Yeah, but if he feels me, he's going to feel. I'm smooth-skinned, and my brother Esav is an ish sa'ir. Is an ish sa'ir. He's a hairy man. Right? That's the Pashup Shah, what he's saying. But Yaakov, even though he's struggling to figure out how he's going to get this bracha, right, he's also acknowledging why he deserves the bracha. Esav is an ish sa'ir, and I'm an ish chalak. What do we know about Yaakov? Yaakov is an ish tam, Yoshev Olam. Right? He's a person of tmimus. Again, to have a muna, you have to be Pashup. Because there's always going to be another question. There's always going to be another philosophy. There's always going to be some Greek theologian who's trying to get into your head. You have to go beyond your head. The world of Sa'ir versus Chalak, the Medrash gives a mashal. It says, you know, imagine two guys who are walking somewhere and they get spritzed by mud. Yeah? So the person who's a hairy guy gets mud in his hair, right? He's trying to get it out, and the more you try to get it out, the more you're like mixing it in. It's a big mess. It becomes very messy. But the ish chalak, the guy who's bald, right? The guy who's smooth. So he takes a little kerchief out of his pocket, and he wipes it right off, and it comes right off. In other words, we're going to get dirty in this world, Chavra. There's a lot of dirtiness in this world. But if we're pashut, if we're smooth, if we're simple, if we're Yaakov ish tam, if we're simple like Yaakov Avinu, if we're smooth and we're not convoluted, like the hairs that are all intertwined, that's the world of Esav. Hair represents usually midas hadin, actually. Right? Hair is not a good thing. You shouldn't have too much hair. The beard is the exception. It's an interesting thing. Al pi kabbalah, al pi pnimius. Right? But too much hair on your head, that's why chassidim, what do? They shave, mama shave it all off. They keep payas because that's a mitzvah, and they have a beard. Right? But too much hair on top is not a good thing. Hair is midas hadin. Esav is the world of The hairs are all tangled, they're all intertwined. When you get dirt in your hair, it just gets messier and messier. Yaakov is smooth. So Yaakov says, Anochi requires an ish chalak. If you want to be an Anochi Jew, right, you have to be willing to what? To transcend all of the logic and ideas and rationales and philosophies. You have to go beyond that. And Yaakov says to his mother, okay, I'm going to go get the brachos now. Because Anochi ish chalak. Because Anochi requires a simple, emistic, emunah pshuta type of Jew. Source 19, Vayomer Yaakov el Aviv. So Yaakov says to his father, what does he say? How does he start? Anochi Esav Bechorecha. Right? What's he saying? He starts off by saying the magic phrase, Anochi. It's true, Esav was your Bechor. Right? But I'm the one who knows the secret, Anochi. The secret that Avram was screaming in the world, the secret that Eliezer was screaming in the world. The promise that Hashem made to Avram, Anochi Magin Lach. I'll watch over your Anochi. I'll watch over that Nakuda within you. Yeah.
There you go. I thought only when speaking about Hashem are you allowed to use the word Anochi. Yeah. And when he's, we did this earlier.
Is he saying, that's what he's saying. He's saying Anochi. He's not saying I. He's saying I. He's saying I know the Anochi. He's acknowledging the Anochi. He says, I know the secret code. 127 Anochis in the Chumash. I know the code. Right? And you see, again, when Moshe Rabbeinu is being assigned his leadership and his humility, what does Moshe say? Mi anochi asher eilech al paro. I don't know. Mi anochi. I'm going to be the responsible to get Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai. There's a lot of anochis. Just keep your eyes open. You'll see them. And they all add up. Lama ze anochi. Rivka was so nervous. What's going to be with the anochi? Okay? Well, Chaver, let's wrap up.
Shot level, it's used as like... someone addressing themselves.
Right.
But it's really like...
That's right. The Anochi is reserved for Hashem. When Yaakov has his dream, when Yaakov goes to sleep, yeah, and he has this dream of the ladder, what happens when he wakes up? Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, Anochi lo yadati. Right? Anochi lo yadati. I didn't know that Hashem could be found even here. Right? Or Anochi lo yadati. I haven't even heard Anochi Hashem l'kech ad Har Sinai, but I've already heard it. I've heard it without hearing it. So, Chavis, let's just tie up and connect ourselves to Hanukkah. Okay, source 20. The Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, says the following. He says, what were the Yavanim targeting more than anything else? V'oz b'yamei Yavan harisha, hayam Yisrael b'shafil hamatzav b'derech ra. We had fallen into the mud. We got caught up in the Greek philosophy. We were buying into this convoluted world, the world that Rivka was so afraid of, that we're kicking on the one hand for a base medrash, because we're studying Torah for all the wrong reasons. And we're mixing it in with all sorts of other ideas. It's a big mix. Right? We had gotten into a bad place. Acha amru lahem, kisru al keren hashur, she'ein lachem chelek belokei Yisrael. Very famous and interesting, intriguing medrash. What do the Yavanim say? Listen to this. It'll make a lot of sense to you in a second. What was the famous thing that they said? You should write on the horn of an ox. You should denounce your belief in God on the horn of an ox. Kisu al keren hashor, right on the horn of the ox, she'ein lachem chelek belokei Yisrael, that you don't have a portion in the God of Israel. Deny your connection to God. That's what the Yavanim tried to make us do. What do you mean deny it? It's stamped, it's tattooed onto my soul at Har Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It can't be erased. The Yavanim said, I want you to declare on the horn of an ox. So everyone wants to know, what? Why write it on the horn of an ox? Who's the shore? Yosef is the shore. Yosef is Hanukkah. Lots of different Torahs. Maharal talks about it. Different tzaddikim talk about it. But you tell me, why is it on the horn of the ox? Why on the keren hashor?
Kind of like the keter of the shore.
Yeah, it's a crown. What's a keren? What's a horn? Keren is a part that what? That transcends the body. The horn is a strange thing, no? What's a horn? A horn... What is a horn?
Shofar.
No, but what is a horn? What is actually a horn?
Pride.
No, what is it? I'm saying, what is a horn?
An extension.
It's like an extension of a brain that protrudes outside the brain. You understand what Yavan's saying? Yavan's trying to say, this thing that you're claiming is beyond Chachma, that's called Keser, that's like sits above the head, is disconnected and above the head. They're trying to say, no, it emerges from the head. Your Ratzon emerges from the head, right? Literally, a horn grows outside of the head. It looks like a crown, it's on top, but it's also coming, it comes from a place of logic, right? So they say, come on, logically you really believe in God? Rationally it makes sense to you? They're trying to make it that there's no such thing called keser, that there's no ratzon pnimi of a Jew. Kiswal karen ashur, that you don't have a chelak belokei yisrael. They don't to deny every last shred of it. Hainu says the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael. Hainu shagam hachelak elokei ashochin bekirbam. That nekuda that dwells within us. Shelachelak hazeh inogeya shum pagam. The part that's untouchable. The part that can't be damaged, the part that the Gemara says, "Afal pi shachata Yisrael," no matter what happens, you do what any avera, you still remain on an essential level. You're a Jew. Says the Yismach Yisrael, turning the page. Dor hazeh pogmu b'chelek halas. That generation, somehow there was a threat to it. That chelek, that point inside of a Jew that's untouchable, that's indestructible, somehow it had become threatened by Yavan. Radical. It was in the most compromised situation it's ever been in. Again, it's going to win, obviously, because it has to win. It can't be touched. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Elokecha Gmashia Yavan, it was mamish under attack. The Pintel Yid, the point within the Jew, was under attack. The Rishon were trying to get into a deep, deep place. And they were very much Matzliach. They were very much Matzliach. In fact, what does the Gemara say? If you read the Gemara carefully, it says, Timu kol hashmanim shabecha. They got all of the shemen. They got it all. What's the next line in the Gemara? But there was one flask that they didn't get. There was one pach shemen that they couldn't get. So did they get it all or did they not get it all? Well, they got it all, I guess, within they got everything a human being could reach. But there's something that's out of reach. There's something that's beyond. It's something that no human being has shlita over, control over. Not letov, not lera. My emuna is not a choice. It was stamped onto me at Har Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And it can't be taken away from me by any enemy in the world, by the biggest enemy in the world. So they found this pach shemen, this one flask of oil, with the seal of who? With the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Says the Chiddush Arim in Source 23. Says the Chiddush Arim, who was the Kohen Gadol? Everyone wants to know which Kohen Gadol, what Kohen Gadol. Ready for this? Says the Chiddush Arim in his writings on Chanukah. Check this out. V'lo matu ala pach echad bovad, remes, shela olam nishar nekuda b'Yisrael asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu magen aleh. There's a point inside of a Jew that's always protected. Shelo yashum maga nochri, that cannot be touched by any unholy source. V'alzeh ne'mar magen Avraham. And that's what we say, Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham. One of the Vizhnitzer Rebbes says that Ner Chanukah is Gematria, Magen Avraham. You work it out. In Emmer, Anochi Magen Lach. This is what Hashem promised Avraham. Anochi Magen Lach. Sheftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu, Olav HaShalom, Shenikra Kohen. Ah. You know who the Kohen Gadol is? What did we learn yesterday? Gadol is a code word for?
Chesed.
Who's the Ish Chesed? Avram. So who's the Kohen Gadol? David HaMelech, referring to Avram, referred to him as the what? The first Kohen. What is a Kohen? How does Rashi translate Mamlechas Kohanim? We're all Kohanim. Mamlechas Kohanim V'Gad Kadosh. What does it mean to be a Kohen? It means to be an Ovid Hashem. Avram's the first Kohen. And he's the biggest Kohen. He's the Kohen Gadol. Gadol because of Midas HaChesed, and Gadol also because he was so Gvaldik. He led everything. Ata Kohen La'olam, David HaMelech says. You're the Kohen forever. Nikra Adam Hagadol Ba'anakim. Avram is the Gadol, as we pointed out again yesterday. Avram is a Kohen and he's a Gadol. So you know what? The Yavanim were able to try to what? To contaminate all of the Machshavos, all of the Shemen, all of the intellect, all of our Chachma. But they couldn't get what? This one little jar that had the seal of who? The Kohen Gadol. The seal of Avram Avinu. The Anochi Magein Lach of Avram Avinu. The Chut HaMashulash that can never be severed. That can never be contaminated. And that's part of the reason that Avram Avinu, I'll show you one last Anochi, Avram says to Hashem in Source 24, Va'anochi ofer ve'efer. You know what Avram's saying? Again, where was the Pach Shemen found? How do they know it was untouched? Where was it buried? Buried in the Ofer, buried in the dirt. Mamash buried in the dirt. Avram says, I know that even what? Even when things get really bad and Jews really stray very far, I know that there's going to be Anochi, that even in the Afar, and even in the Afar, even in the mud, the Anochi is going to survive. And how ironic that Dafka the Pach Shemen, that restored the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that defeated the Yavanim, that proved once and for all that the Pintel Yid is untouchable, the Afka was found in the dirt. Right? Avram says, Anochi Afar Ve'efar. I'm locked in with Hashem at this point. That Anochi can never be removed. Okay, so we'll end with the words of Rav Moshe Wolfson in this week's Parsha. He writes, "Beyoyimin dechanaka misgala ha'ur ha'ganuz, asher gonzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shivas yimei bereishis, shehu oro shemelech ha'mashiach." Chevron Chanukah, a light is revealed, a light that goes back to creation, a light that can overcome any darkness. Yavan again is choshech. Yavan is choshech. A light from the 7 days of creation, which is already the light of Mashiach. Ulefi ha'yedua dechol davar shu b'chinas olam shana v'nefesh. We know that everything exists in three dimensions. It exists in olam, in space, shana, in time, and nefesh, in soul. Alkein, kemosha ba'olam nimtza or haganuz, just like there's an or haganuz, there's a light that exists in the world, kach yesh b'nefesh mi Yisrael or haganuz. Chevron on Chanukah, we're all trying to find our or haganuz. We're trying to find the hidden light within ourselves. On Chanukah, when that light that's buried inside of us, that's protected, right? Buried in the most protected way. Anochi afar ve'efar, hidden in dark corners. When that light shines out to the world, nasa kamo kein b'nefesh ha'yisraelis, shemizgala ha'or ha'ganus shaba. When you light your menorah, and you're tapping into the original light of creation, which is the light of Mashiach, right? You're also tapping in, you're being ma'or at the same time, the light inside of you. The or ha'ganus inside of you. You're able to be a very proud Jew. You're able to put your menorah out in the street and say to the world, I dare you to try to put out my light. I dare you. It's very confrontational, right? But the menorah, you know, it's a public way, pursuing Nisa. We're saying this light is as strong as ever. This light is so powerful. It's the light of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's the light of Amuna. It's the light of Elokus. Right? It's the Anochi that Avram was screaming, that Eliezer was screaming, that Yitzhak and Yaakov were screaming in the world. Right? And it's the ongoing story of the 127 Anochis that are found in the Torah. And it's the secret of the Pach Shem and of Chanukah. Okay? So we should be zocha to be torchbearers, you know, lamplighters. We should carry on this very rich legacy of Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the world. Yes, sir.
Just on the Nerech Hanukkah, the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
So it's off by two.
Right. Nerech Hanukkah with the two words is Gematria Magen Avraham.
With each, okay.
The Vision Tzarebi says. Can do that sometime.